rest of the story. Pilot Ray Bell anxiously paced the hospital waiting room. He'd never gotten involved with a total stranger like this before, and the feeling was predictably uncomfortable. Presently, the doctor strode in. "You flew the patient here to Santa Fe?" he asked, and Ray nodded. "Well, you got him here just in time," the doctor continued. "Some bad burns there. We could use more pilots like you for medical emergencies in remote areas." "But would the burn victim recover?" Ray wanted to know. Well, the doctor glanced at the floor and then back up at Ray. He says, "You live nearby?" And Ray answered that it was near enough, and the doctor said he'd keep him apprised of the patient's condition. And the men shook hands, and they parted. Well, it was days before Ray got the call from the hospital. The situation was still touch and go. The burns were healing, but the patient was not eating. And if he did not start eating soon, he would die. "I'd like to try something," the doctor told Ray. "I'd like to get him out of the hospital and get him home." Well, Ray explained that the patient's home had been burned to the ground, that there were no known next of kin. The doctor said, "I understand that, but I was hoping perhaps you..." It took a few moments for Ray to comprehend what the doctor was suggesting, that he take the patient into his own home to recuperate. But, to Ray's quiet astonishment, he did not say no, said instead that he'd ask his wife, and he did, and they surprised each other by agreeing to accept the responsibility, and for days thereafter, Ray Bell's wife and daughter, age 4, nursed and encouraged the patient, and thus cared for the patient, did begin to eat, and did recover. But this is the rest of the story. The Santa Fe hospital to which Ray Bell transported that burn victim in May of 1950, that was a veterinary hospital. Because you see, that home that had burned down was a forest. A forest in the Capitan Mountains of New Mexico. And left to fend for himself in that incinerated wasteland, the patient's only hope had been Ray Bell, a pilot and a warden for the state's Department of Game and Fish, whose family took up where the veterinarian had left off. The patient would die, but 26 years later, of old age, at the National Zoo in Washington, D.C., the patient was buried in the historical park in New Mexico already named for him. For at the suggestion of game warden Ray Bell, the animal he rescued became a living symbol of a worthy cause, and that symbol lives on. For once upon a conflagration in the mountains of the American Southwest, Ray and his wife and daughter, and only they, stood between an innocent victim and oblivion. "But only you," they would say, "can prevent such tragedies as forest fires." And that message, adopted by the National Forest Service, became real through the example of the homeless little creature found whimpering in a smoldering woodland, clinging to the branch of a charred tree, an orphaned bear cub, whom the world came to know and to heed as Smokey Bear. And now you know the rest of the story.